Well, thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Gospels, Luke chapter 7, verses 36 and 37. One of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him. He went to the Pharisee's house and he reclined at the table, and a woman in that town who lived a sinful life learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she came there with an alabaster jar of perfume. And as she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with tears. And then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and poured perfume on them. Here was a woman ready to make a change. Whatever she desired, she had not found in her sinful life. It was time to head a different direction. And when she learned that Jesus was in town, she went to the house where he was eating. The woman wept. She was sorry for her sin, for the wasted years. She regretted the hurt she had caused others. Ultimately, she knew her sin was against God, and now she stood behind him, the one who could forgive her, transform her, restore her. She came with an extravagant gift. The woman used her tears to wet Jesus' feet. Then she used her hair to wipe them. She stooped in humility and kissed Jesus' feet. And then she poured perfume, well over a year's worth of salary, on the Lord's feet. Starting over always starts with Jesus. Would you like to start over? Well, let the following prayer be your guide. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for my sin. I wish I could change the past years of my life. I wish I could undo the hurt I've caused others and the pain I have caused in my life. I know my sin is ultimately against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Wash me clean. Transform me. Restore me. Let me experience your joy. I offer myself to you. Use me for your purposes. Allow me to honor you with all the days of my life. In your name I pray. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray with you at the journey, please email your prayer request to prayer@ronmoore.org. That's prayer@ronmoore.org.